Bunlai Huafai, Festival of Light Boats. Once upon a time, the White Crow King and his queen lived in a huge fig tree. They had 5 eggs. Unfortunately, a windstorm blew the eggs into the river and they faded away. The first egg sailed to King Kukulsanto's territory, the Chicken King, which he took and incubated it. The second sailed to King Konakapmano's territory, the Naga King, which he took and incubated as well. The third sailed to King Kratzapul's territory, the Turtle King. He also took it and incubated it. The fourth sailed to King Kotamo's territory, the Cow King. Likewise, he took and incubated it. The fifth sailed to King Rajasi's territory, the Lion King, who did the same and incubated it. After hatching, the 5 eggs became humanity, and when they grew up, they wanted to be the followers of the Lord Buddha and went into priesthood. Then all of them searched for their parents, but they couldn't find them. So they realized they had to depend on themselves and didn't know each other, and even that they were related. In that time, the White Crow King and his wife, who were the father and mother and lived in heaven, knew immediately that their sons were trying to find them. So they came down to earth and told the 5 sons the truth about how they were the children of the White King Crow. Once they knew this, they paid respects to their parents. Before the Crow King went back to heaven, the 5 sons asked their father to print a footprint on a rock so they could pay respect to him when they thought of him. The Crow King also made a request and told them that on every 15th day of the 11th waxing moon, for the lunar calendar, all the children must spin cotton to look like a crow's foot and put it in a bowl or plate and pour oil over it. He asked them to use bamboo to make a boat and put the bowl and the plate on it, then launch it into the river. After that, he faded away. The 5 sons were renamed after the king that took care of them so that people would know Buddha as their name: Kukulsanto, Konakapmano, Kratzapul, Kotamo, Rajasi. That's the history of Bunlai Huafai at the end of Buddhist Lent's day. Bun Ok Pansa Pafolana. We launched the light boats into the river to pay respect to our parents, benefactors, and also the Lord Buddha. So that's why the Lao people call this festival Bunlai Huafai. It has become an annual festival until now.